Welcome back to Talking Soulful, where sometimes we sit with the quiet, the questions, and the unexpected moments that speak to the heart. Today's episode is called A Message from the Universe, card 44. It's about a card that fell, a crow that stayed, and a version of myself I thought I had lost during a very dark time. If you've been feeling like you're on the edge of something or trying to reconnect with who you used to be, this one's for you. Here we go. Okay, so today I decided I would get back to an old thing that I used to do before PTSD hit me hard years ago, which was pulling a card every day to just see what, you know, was out there for that day or what was needed for me to know, what the universe decided I needed to know. So I pulled two decks, which I haven't played with in a long time, and one I've not really played with. It is the Sacred Geometry Activations Oracle. And the card fell out, which was interesting because I was on the treadmill writing and talking about how I had a very full heart of love before PTSD and how PTSD took that from me and destroyed trust at a level that I never even knew was possible. I have, you know, been fighting for years to get that back, and I am so much closer to how I used to be. But it's interesting that the universe acknowledged what I was writing this morning, which was wanting it back and trying really hard to just get there. I love that. That's amazing. You need to really sit with that, because it really truthfully was magnificent to have that validation just pop right out of the cards this morning, nowhere to lie. And the card is 44, universal love. Go figure. Crazy. So I'm going to read it to you and tell you my thoughts. The frequency of universal love activates the connection we feel to each other, to our planet, and to the whole of existence itself. Love is probably the most sought-after, mysterious, indeterminate, and fulfilling feeling that a human can experience. True. Its mystery surely derives from the fact that we cannot really describe or define what is. Is it energy? Is it an emotion? Perhaps it is simply the glue that binds everything together. Whatever it is, we know without a doubt when we feel loved and when we love. As vibrational beings, we hold the frequency that aligns with the frequency of our thoughts and our emotions, and from that vibrational point of attention, we attract everything else into our reality. Love is one of the highest frequencies. When we are in a state of love, we easily attract circumstances and people into our reality that are aligned with that frequency. Human beings are capable of feeling deep compassion and love, not just for one another, but for all life in general. How do you describe what a parent feels toward their child, or how friends feel toward each other, or the love between siblings, among family members, for pets, or even the way we feel about our planet and its inhabitants? Love is a powerful force that drives our actions, motivates our behaviors, and can change the course of our lives. And perhaps the very reason that we are capable of such deep feelings is that nothing fuels our desire for change and evolution more than the love that we are able to feel. When we remember that everyone and everything is connected to the same source, we can overcome any perceived differences and join our power toward a more conscious reality, one based on love. So the message is, take a moment, sit outside, sit in your home, sit around your people and feel, just feel and see where that energy is sitting with you. And if it's not sitting in that love space, what can you do to move it? What can you do to help shift it into that soft love space? And I say that with, oh, there's my crows, which is funny because this morning one came and he stayed very close actually and let me put a snap pea out really close to him and or her. I don't know what sex it is, but beautiful. And just watched me and we talked and, or I talked to it, excuse me. And he watched me and I said, I love you. And that's funny because that's the old me. All sorts of little things today occurred that gave the old me a place again and reminded me and connected me. And that was three things. Hello, one, two, three, boom. There's something to that, people. Pay attention. So the crow and I had a conversation this morning, one-sided, but it was lovely and beautiful. They're coming back in droves. This is something that happened to me many years ago. And as I heal and as I grow, they're coming back again. And then my writing this morning was specifically about that, getting that back, that part of me that I know existed. It's probably the part that everybody loved so much about me, I assume. And it's really devastating to have experienced the loss of that. But it's lovely to start feeling it grow and grow and grow. And hopefully when it sits back at itself, it is much more powerful and strong than it ever was before. The third thing was this card just falling out. I didn't pick it. It fell out and I just about laughed. Well, I think I did laugh. The universal love and 44, which is two fours. And the fours are a big deal for me. There you have it. That's the card of the day. Thank you for listening. Sometimes the universe doesn't shout. It whispers. It shows up in falling cards, in watching eyes, and in the world around you. And always in memory. Stay soft and keep listening for those messages meant just for you. They're there. Blessings. May you approach the day from the center of your heart, from a place of softness and awareness. That's it for now. Take care.